Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer for the day, Mr. Evan Preston. It is Tuesday, June 30th, 2023. We welcome you into hour number two, the 2 o'clock tangent hour. It is Tuesday. That means it's Tuesday tangents with the king of the 2 o'clock hour, Luke Mathers. How are you, Lukester?
Man, I had my first slip up today.
Did you really?
2 weeks into the new schedule, I accidentally alluded to this, my former time, as the time that people could catch me next.
Well, and today it turned out to be true.
Today it turned out to, well, I said tomorrow it too. Had I said it yesterday, I guess it would have been
come
applicable.
Come back tomorrow too, if you want.
But it was the first time, and I said town call and everything, but I kind of went into autopilot mode to close out the show, and wanted to thank the guests and all the excellent callers that we had on today's edition of Town Call. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joined us here in studio, so I was thanking him, and I just, you know, you're about to move.
Yes.
Have you ever done it previously where you start heading to an old apartment when you're still fresh into that? You just moved, so it's not quite happened yet for you, but you leave work or leave wherever you are, you go into autopilot mode, and all of a sudden you're going to your old residence rather than your new residents, and that's kind of what happened, because I thank callers, I let them know where to find the podcast, and I said, Town Call will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Talk to y'all then. And that is not the time of Town Call. 12:15 to 1 is when you can find me and Mr. William Walter on Civic Media for Town Call.
That's a great show. Town Call. Call in every, because we have a great news block with Terry Bell and others at noon. And then at 12:15, it's William and Luke with Town Call taking your calls where you're the star of the show. So it's a great program. I encourage each and every one of you to tune in at 12:15 until 1, Monday through Friday across the Civic Media Radio Network. We always appreciate Luke being here. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, going to have a representative from Make Music Madison, a solstice. Tomorrow's my mom's birthday, but it's also summer solstice.
Longest day of the year.
June 21st, the longest day of the year. And so there's a great event called Make Madison or Make Music Madison. We'll talk to a representative from that organization at the bottom of the hour. Luke joins us. We appreciate it every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. We're going to go on one of his tangents from Town Call, but before we do, we're going to finish up our subject from last hour. That's this funding of UW System and UW colleges across the state of Wisconsin. I have Bob from Waukesha calling in. Bob's been very patient. Bob, we appreciate your patience waiting through the break. What say you across Wisconsin?
Well, good afternoon. And it's a pleasure to hear a different perspective. Well, I got two things. First of all, Steve Ness has been after the UW system for years. Anything he can do to cut, to damage it, he will do. And he represents the people that think just like him in his district. The other thing is have they proposed this in a bill yet, that if you go to school in UW-Madison and you live in Missouri, when election time comes, you have to go to Missouri and vote?
I don't know that they proposed that in the bill. I have it in my hot little hands here on my desk. It was a resolution that was offered at the state Republican Party convention. It was passed by the Resolutions Committee. It recommended to the floor of the state Republican Party convention. It went to the floor. My understanding is that resolution was tabled. But yes, the resolution at the state Republican Party, which is different than actual bill of legislation, but at the state Republican Party for their platform, they offered a resolution that would say that it would ban voting from anyone who doesn't live in the municipality. So let's say, like, I grew up in Richland Center in the southwest part of the state. I went and finished up my college career at Platteville, closer down by Dubuque. It would, even if I lived in Wisconsin, under the Republican proposal at their state convention, it would say that I would have had to vote absentee back at Richland Center and couldn't have even allowed to vote at Platteville. And furthermore, the resolution says that the state wanted to audit the UW campuses to make sure that they weren't promoting voting at their university?
You know, well, first of all, I mean, you can't even sugarcoat that. That's voter suppression, plain and simple.
100%.
And why in this time, this century, would a legislator come out and want to cut education, and especially the trades, going after technical schools?
Right.
The trades are crying for people right now, and he wants to cut that? What you said, I forget what you called it, but you hit the nail. Yeah, they want an autocracy.
Yeah, it's authoritarianism bordering on fascism.
Right. That's what they want. That's what Trump was all about. Mm-hmm. That's why Trump loved Kim Jong-un. That's why he loved Putin. And the Republicans that are running now, even if Trump don't get the presidency, they want to pardon him.
Right.
This is crazy.
I appreciate the call, Bob. We're coming up against the break, but you're absolutely right. Bob Waukesha, we appreciate you calling in. Luke, give you the last 20 seconds here before we go to break on your thoughts on that.
Some people may call it crazy, Bob, but there's a concerted effort to try to tamp down, I guess, on the excitement on college campuses to vote and these other things. These are their priorities. The Republicans at the convention outlined what their priorities are, and I think it's important that we're paying attention to these things so we know those priorities.
A lack of ideas, but none here at this table. Luke Mathers has ideas on childcare, other goofy Republican thoughts. After the break, this is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. From Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, from the Bay of Green Bay to the Mississippi, the old Miss. Glad to have you across the state of Wisconsin. Glad to have our colleague and friend, Mr. Luke Mathers, co-host of Town. I almost said the wrong show. I almost
See,
did it.
2 weeks in, and we're backsliding. We're relapsing a little bit.
Co-host of Town Call William Walter every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 o'clock.
I have a feeling joining you on Tuesdays may be contributing to the backslide. Maybe. I'm just still thinking about the 2 o'clock hour.
I'm still calling it Tuesday Tangents. But I like it. I think love, you know, I think we both appreciate alliteration.
Yeah, the absolutely, and that's why it was always fun to join you on your previous edition of your own show in the mornings, and we're still adjusting. We got some growing pains to the new lineup, but we're having a lot of fun doing it, as you pointed out, and always thrilled to join you here on your show, Todd.
When you're here, Luke, it's our show. We're very egalitarian here. We do things together along with our fine producer, Mr. Evan Preston. Enjoy having all of you across Wisconsin as well. Talking this hour, following up on some of the hot air from the Capitol, as we like to call it, some of the wackier things to come out. Luke, on your program this afternoon, Mr. Walter, it was gone today, so you coasted it with our friend Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. Great guy. Finally got to meet him in person.
Yes.
I was afraid he was an AI. But no, he's a real guy.
We made that joke that we today was the first time that Dan and I got to meet each other in real life. It's not just a Twitter profile. It's not just a Zoom facade that I've.
It's a real dude.
Yeah, taller than I expected too. Dan, really? Yeah, Dan is taller than I expected. So it was great to meet him in person, and we both were up at the state capitol today covering a rally that was being held by childcare providers, demanding that the state lawmakers in the Capitol include a budget provision that was not included when the Joint Finance Committee voted in the wee hours of Thursday night into Friday morning last week. And it's the Child Care Accounts Program. It's a $340 million line item in the budget that was not included by Republican lawmakers. It was proposed to go in there from Governor Tony Evers, stripped out originally when the Joint Finance Committee kind of took a hacksaw to the proposed budget, took it down to its bare bones, removing 545 provisions, I believe, all in one vote. And then they've been slowly going from that scratch that they started at adding things back in, and the child care accounts provision was not one of those things.
Now, I want to remind people, there is a $7 billion surplus in the state coffers. That did not come from Mars or Venus. It came from our pocketbooks. It is our tax money. The people of Wisconsin, the taxpayers, we have a $7 billion surplus right now. And this program is $340 million.
Yes.
A penny, what is it, 5%?
I'm not a math surplus, expert.
But more or less, in rough numbers.
More or less, around, if you had to ballpark it, around 5% of the budget surplus that the state is currently graced with.
And tell folks, if you could, Luke, what this program, what this $340 million would do in reality if it was included and passed.
If it was included, it would be the baseline for continuing to stabilize the childcare industry that we know throughout the pandemic was a vital aspect of keeping Wisconsinites and essential workers working. Childcare providers are essential workers. And you see that when childcare, if these centers close, parents have to stay home with their kids and cannot go to work. That kneecaps our state's economy. And so for being able to continue this provision that was in the most recent biennial budget, buoyed by federal dollars, the Evers administration using federal dollars to cover this. But it was something that we knew before the COVID-19 pandemic that needed to be funded. And so it didn't get funded in 2021, 2 years ago, when the last time we were going through this budget process, because they said, oh, well, there's federal dollars there. Use those. That'll cover it. But this child care doesn't end in a 2-year budget, Todd.
By the grace of God or the universe, the most kids thankfully live beyond 2, and so we need to take care of them beyond 2 years old.
Yes, and so this is something that the state of Wisconsin absolutely needs to focus on. Mm-hmm. Still, even though there was federal funds there in the pandemic relief, the $340 million would be the baseline to continue to keep our child care providers afloat. It is the bare minimum, as some of the lawmakers today pointed out. There is more that the state could do to actually help the child care industry thrive. But the $340 million Child Care Counts program is seen by a lot of members of the industry as the baseline. And it was not included last week. Again, when you take votes at 2:30 in the morning, it really shows how confident you are in them, Todd. Right. That's when I do all of my really important business, 2:30 in the morning. And so childcare providers woke up on Friday morning to the news when they were going about getting ready for their day that this program is not going to be funded at the state as is right now. The right. Joint Finance Committee, the Republican-led budget writing committee here in Wisconsin, did not include it in the upcoming 2-year budget. And what that could mean for the childcare industry here in Wisconsin could mean upwards to 25% of current childcare providers could see their doors close.
Mm-hmm. And you ask any couple, any family that has kids that age, there is a childcare crisis in this state.
Yes.
A crisis.
Yes. And again, and the $340 million would be the baseline to keeping that crisis from getting worse. If we
not
do anything,
solving it.
No. That, again, that's not solving the childcare deserts that Milwaukee right. and Northern, like Milwaukee, are the largest city in the state, is a childcare desert. There are wait lists in the Fox Valley, as one of our callers today on Town Call let us know. She is a childcare provider in Oshkosh, and she has a wait list that is so long, she has capped it. She is not wow. even taking individuals' names to go onto a wait list for her child care facility because that's how long her wait list is.
I think you were there at this rally at the state capitol, Luke, and you brought back a little bit of audio here. In just a moment, we'll play that for folks. But this is a rally that was put on by legislators and outside groups, kind of a combination. Is that correct?
It was a rally put on by an organization. WECAN is the acronym. Let me pull up real quick, Todd.
That's fine.
For you the actual meaning of the acronym. It's the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed. Mm-hmm. So that is the organization that put on the rally today, and several Democratic lawmakers speaking at the event, others in attendance. And there was upwards of dozens and dozens of kids there, Todd. It was an event that was well attended. In my opinion, there was more than probably 150 people there at the Capitol steps today, and they were demonstrating what child care not being funded would mean for them. So there were child care providers there. There were child care facilities that took a field trip, that traveled from New Glarus and other places around the state to say, if we don't get this funding, we are going to see very drastic decisions being made, whether that's staffing cuts, if it's tuition raises or rate raises for the families that are sending their children to these facilities, or just outright closing altogether. And so there was a lot of compelling stories shared today at the rally. And there were lawmakers that spoke encouraging their colleagues in the state capitol to reconsider and include this provision in the upcoming two-year budget.
And we've got, I believe, Francesca Hong, State Representative Francesca Hong, on the at the rally today. A little bit of audio. Mr. Preston, if you'd be so kind.
If we do not invest in child care, and I'm going to spell this out because there are kids here, our economy is F-C-K-E-D.
That's pretty blunt. Francesca Hong, like Matt Flynn, direct.
Yes. That was Francesca, State Representative Hong, was one of several lawmakers that spoke. But that was the most succinct point that I think was made, because a lot of other lawmakers and a lot of other care providers and children spoke, saying of what drastic would be, or the drastic results would be, if this funding does not go through the next two-year budget. And I think letting people know that the economy and the ramifications for not just child care providers, but working families as a whole, for not being able to have this funding, is going to be dire.
Well, I go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Jim in Appleton, we appreciate you listening and holding with us in the Fox Valley. What say you across Wisconsin?
Hey, gentlemen, glad to get on.
Glad to have you here.
I had a really strange thought while I was listening to Town Call. A lot of daycare centers or child care centers are classified as schools. Couldn't we turn the voucher program in on this?
That's a good question. Use vouchers money for quote-unquote schools? I'm not a lawyer. I'm no Matt Flynn or Maggie Dawn, but I'm not sure what the legality is. It probably comes down to how things are defined in statute, in law. And I just don't know the answer to that. But it's a great idea, Jim, to try to use that money as part of the voucher program. I think that's a really creative idea, actually. Do you know the answer to it?
I know. No, I don't.
Yeah.
But I do know that around here, a lot of the child care centers do have certified teachers working in them.
Sure.
Yeah. One of the individuals, Jim, that spoke at the rally is an individual who has gone through tons of schooling. She has a master's in the education field. And she is leaving the early childhood education field now, because she cannot sustain herself on the pay that these workers provide. Again, essential service, vital to the economy. And the industry is not able to pay its employees well enough for them to be able to stay in this. And so it's one more aspect of why we are seeing child care deserts, is because we are not getting the investment from the state of Wisconsin to be able to make the industry, as vital as it is, continue here in Wisconsin. We're going to see a potential 25% cut without the funding that was left out last week.
Jim, are you listening to us on the Green Bay station or Oshkosh, or what are you listening to us on, over the air or on the app?
Well, when I'm in the car, I listen over the air, and I alternate between Green Bay and Oshkosh, because where I am in the center of Appleton, I lose signal from both of them in various places.
Well, that's fantastic. We appreciate listening, Jim. Have a great day up there in the Fox Valley. You can listen to us now on WGBW in Green Bay, AM 1590 or FM 97.9, or the Big 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support down there in Oshkosh, and on the FM side as well.
98.3.
Thank you.
No problem.
I didn't have one in front of me. Luke, we'll give you the last minute and a half here before we go to break. Any tangent you want to go down? Any news? Anything you want to talk about? Last minute and a half?
The Brewers are now a half game out of first place.
The
Brewers had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah. Corbin, half game out of first place now.
Yeah, half game back. I think the NL Central is going to be pretty, speaking of Oshkosh Air Support, where you can catch the Brewers on Civic Media along with WRCE news from the center and Richland Center. The Brewers and the entire NL Central, Todd, I have a feeling this division is going to come down to late September.
Yeah, I think so too. It's gonna be touch and go.
It's gonna be very close. It's going to be one of the more, if not the most, competitive divisions in baseball. Mm-hmm. And that's why you should be listening to Civic Media, because you can have the opportunity to win some tickets.
That's
and
right.
Go Luke to the Brewers.
Luke is the keeper of all of our tickets in a mayonnaise jar under his front porch. Keeps them fresh. Luke Mathers, we appreciate you. Listen to Luke every afternoon, 12:15 to 1, with William Walters on Town Call. We'll be back with a little Make Music Madison on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 across the state of Wisconsin on this 20th of June, 2023. Hopefully you're all having a wonderful day out there, a beautiful day across Wisconsin, at least for much of it. Coming up tomorrow, summer solstice. Also my mom's birthday, so happy birthday, Mom, tomorrow. But the longest day of the year tomorrow, summer solstice. Great event called Make Music Madison. We'll be talking about in just a minute, but also we're going to be welcoming our next guest, a colleague here at Civic Media Radio Network, Jimmy Kay, one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me in, and I've come to unplug you all from politics for a few minutes here on Civic Media.
Well, we kind of our theme, our motto is, you know, pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And having fun doing it. So you're the fun of the day. You know, you're the part we can kind of take a break a little bit from politics and talk about music. Jimmy, for those that might not listen to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights, and good gosh, I can't imagine why, but if they have, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the program.
You bet. So Max Inc. Radio is every Saturday and Sunday here on Civic Media from 6 to midnight. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We interview the artist. We get people coming in from about community events and musicians. We talk about, we have people come in and play live in the studio, which is my favorite part of the
show.
That's
really cool.
Live in the Devil's Lair. It's just building community through radio and mm-hmm. local music, supporting our local music scene, which really ties in with what's happening tomorrow with Make Music Madison.
Sure. One of the cool things I like about Max Inc. is you do seek out these bands. And they're all, I remember one night I was down here working on a weekend on stuff for our show, mm-hmm. and I saw this. I'm not sure if they're bluegrass or what. It was this great, like, a string quartet. And I'm like, my gosh, I could sit and listen to this, you know, all night long. And so I love the varietal. And to your point, I think sometimes we don't realize the talent right here in the state of Wisconsin.
It blows me away every week when we do the show, Rocker, Terry Barr, and I. It blows me away the talent that we have, not only here in Madison, but around the state of Wisconsin. The local music scene is so strong here. The musicians are very dedicated to their art, and they want to perform for you. Yeah. And a lot of them, they want to make a living at it, too. So mm-hmm. it's our responsibility to pay attention to these artists. If we like them, support them, buy their merch, throw mm-hmm. a couple bucks in the tip bucket, whatever the case may be. But the big thing, like I said, you know, music builds community, and that's the nice thing about the local music scene. Everybody can tune on, you know, listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers or Metallica anytime, but to listen to a band like an Eddie Berth or a Sunspot mm-hmm. or something like that and hear that new music for the first time and really enjoy it, it would be really something special.
We did not plan this because Todd is moving this week. I'm a little, to use Dan Schaefer's phrase, I'm a little discombobulated instead of recombobulated. So it was only through Rocker that we realized you're going to be on this afternoon. But when I got ready for work, I have my Super Tanker t-shirt on here. A friend of mine, Chris Pauls, in that local Wisconsin band, saw that a couple of weeks ago at High Noon Saloon. We had Tony Castaneda on the show. His Latin sextet is now back in residency at the Cardinal Bar.
I heard that interview. That was great to hear from Tony again.
Is he great?
Yeah, he is.
Awesome. Tony's one of those guys where I could just sit and listen and have a drink with him and be entertained.
And how cool is it to have the Cardinal back in Madison, Wisconsin? That's the best thing ever.
An iconic place, right?
It really is, yeah. many a times there Saturday nights, mostly for Butter, the disco thing back in the 90s. Great place. Seen some comedy shows there, too.
Yeah.
Good place. Good times.
It's a great place. And it doesn't matter whether it's here in Madison or Milwaukee or Green Bay or other places in the state. Every kind of town has the, even the small towns, right? Even has a, like a country band or like just a talent night where you're like, this is my neighbor and they're really talented.
Exactly. You know, and it could be, you know, a coworker or possibly a neighbor that is just in a band that they started or they've been doing it for a while. Yeah. Even when you find out you got a friend that's in a band, go out and see them play.
So what's your background, Jimmy? Like I sometimes I know as hosts we're a little uncomfortable talking about ourselves, but I think it's kind of cool for the listeners to know kind of like what was your interest in music? Have you played in a band? Did you where'd you go? Like what's that sort of thing?
I'm not a musician at all. Mm-hmm. I played the bassoon when I was in eighth grade and I had absolutely no rhythm whatsoever.
Really?
I struggled dancing sometimes. There's a video of our New Year's event, me trying to dance to Porky's Groove Machine at the spaceship.tv once. I'm hoping to get that erased soon. Max Inc. Radio has been a passion of mine for the last 12, 11 years. Wow. We started it as an internet radio station, a spinoff of the Maximum Inc. music magazine with Rocker. It started in my basement, actually, and was in my basement.
Really?
From there, a couple of years later, we actually did the show live at the Wisco and the Frequency here in Madison. It was kind of a live variety music show.
Yeah.
Because of digital broadcasting laws, it became very expensive to have an internet-only station. So we retired Max Inc. Radio. And then Crude and Rocker met up at Atwood Fest, and Crude was like, hey, I'm starting this station here, 92.7 in Madison, and we wanted to put some music on the weekends. And the rest is history. In fact, July 1st, when we do the show here on Civic Media, it will be our four-year anniversary on this station.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome, man. I mean, for people who don't understand kind of what it takes to do a weekly show or a daily show, I mean, it's a commitment, right? And 4 years of bringing Wisconsin music to the airwaves, that's pretty cool.
For 6 hours, for 12 hours, because we do a replay at midnight and there's also a replay on Sunday. But putting together a 6-hour show, even with music, it's challenging at times, and especially to keep it fresh and not repetitive and keep it interesting for folks to tune in.
And I think a lot of folks, you know, that we might be new to places like, you know, Green Bay or Racine or Kenosha, Hayward. A lot of places around Wisconsin wonder what Civic Media is. And I think Max Inc. Radio epitomizes one of the main goals of Civic Media, which is to focus on community and Wisconsin product.
Yeah, the mission statement is between Civic Media and Max Inc. And the years I've worked with Rock are very similar.
Yeah.
With Crudy and Sage is political, which is very important, but also with Max Inc. it's music. And really, I think the two really mingle well here on the radio. And it gives the listeners all over the state a good option to tune in on a Saturday night.
So let's tell people a little bit about this Make Music Madison. I've heard of it before, but not super familiar. It's not just a Madison thing, right? It happens all over. Tell folks a little bit about it.
So it's Make Music Day. I believe it started over in France, if I remember my history right, a number of years ago. And there's communities all over the world that host Make Music Day in their community and have musicians play out in the sidewalks, out in the parks, wherever outside for free for the people. Here in Madison, Make Music Madison is organized. The main director, Mary Rose Ekper, they had a goal this year of booking 500 shows. Last year it was about 400 or so. So they wanted to book 500 shows this year.
Wow.
They ended up booking about 670 shows around the city of Madison. And all these shows are free shows in public spaces, sidewalks, parks, in front of stores, people's homes. They open their home up to be a venue for Make Music Madison. And it's the true definition of building community. You invite people out to these public spaces or into your homes or wherever, and you put on a show. You put on some music. And of course, as the listener of this music, you can go up, you can buy some merch, you can throw some money in the tip bucket if you want. You definitely want to support your local artist. But it's just an excuse maybe to take off work for that day or take a half a day. And even if you can't get off work, Todd, you can go to makemusicmadison.org. You can go to the website and you could filter when you're available. And then there's a Google map there. It'll actually show you when the show, where you can see shows, what artists. You can search by artist. You can search by venue. It's really intuitive. It's really cool. So it just blows me away. 670 shows in a 12-hour, 14-hour time period tomorrow here in Madison.
And it's all genres.
It is. It's all genres. And the other thing, I know we have listeners like Green Bay, Wausau, Stevens Point, all these other communities, they have their own as well. Make Music Green Bay, Make Music Appleton, yeah. You know? So it's really community-driven, micro community for each town.
So I mean, I like Madison, I'm looking at my computer, it says makemusicmadison.org. You can probably put in makemusicgreenbay.org, makemusicmilwaukee.org, I would assume, for things like that. But I look at the map, you're absolutely right. And there, I mean, the Isthmus is packed, but all the way out to, you know, Sun Prairie. Maybe Luke Mathers is going to play the spoons on his porch. I'm not sure. He's a drummer. Luke's a drummer.
I did not know that.
A legit drummer. Got Monona all the way out to Verona and Middleton. I mean, you're right. It's just amazing.
You know, maybe we can get a Civic Media. Doesn't Evan play guitar or bass?
A little bass guitar.
Aaron Zommers plays drums and synthesizer, I think. And maybe trombone. So I believe as well.
I think what doing here, we're committing to next year, Make Music Madison as Civic Media with a Civic Media band.
You heard it here, folks.
A Civic Media band. I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. Anything else in particular about the Make Music Madison or Make Music event across Wisconsin that people should know?
So tomorrow we're doing a show at the brand new Civic Media Studio, 202 State Street. Super excited about this. We got three artists coming in between 3 and 6 p.m. They're both all three artists will do about a 45-minute set. Opening up will be Eddie Berth. He was on The Devil's Lair this past Saturday. There's an podcast for up on the Max Inc. radio page for that. Super talented guy. And you'll want to cry a little bit when you listen to his music. Mm-hmm. The second band is Sunspot, a legendary Madison band. They've been around since like 1997. Rocking out Ben and Wendy and Mike in that band. Sunspot is a great band. And then we're going to wrap up the day with folk singer Dana Perry, who is one of my favorite folk singers here in Madison. She's awesome. And she'll be down at starting at 5 o'clock on the Civic Media stage. That's right next to the Comedy Club, 202 State Street, and the brand new world headquarters for Civic Media.
So it's going to be outside.
It's going to be outside.
Right on State Street. Yep. I guess State Street and Fairchild, if I'm not mistaken, right across the Overture Center.
Yes.
People can just stop by. It's free. Doesn't cost you a darn thing.
No. But if you do stop, you know, maybe have a buck or two to throw in the tip bucket for the musicians. We want to make sure we support them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great stuff. So Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio doing their part to get the music of the day out. A couple of awards coming up, Jimmy, in case you're just joining us. Jimmy Kay of Max Inc. Radio, one of the co-hosts, along with Rocker and Terry Barr. The program can be heard every evening, 6 until midnight, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, based here in Madison at WMDX 92.7. Jimmy, a couple of awards of some of our folks on the docket.
Yeah, right now, the Best of Madison is ongoing right now. You can go vote for the final round for the Best of Madison through Madison Magazine, Channel 3000. Mm-hmm. I don't have an actual link, but you just Google it. Sure. You'll find it. Yeah. But Dom and Crute, the Devil's Advocates, they're up for Best Radio Team. So we would love for them to win that award. They are very deserving of it. So Best of Madison for Dom and Crute for the Best Radio Team. And then Max Inc. Radio has been nominated for the Best Radio Local Music Radio Station in Madison. In air quotes there. I'm very passionate about the Madison Area Music Association. They help put musical instruments in the hands of kids.
Really?
It's super cool. Charitable organization. So they have the MAMA Awards in the fall, which is kind of like the Grammys of the Madison, you know, best artist, best song, or whatever. And you can vote for your favorite artist right now at themamas.org. That's themamas.org. You can also make a donation to the Mamas, and they really need your help. They have great programs to help kids get into music. Put instruments in their hands. And that's what the Mamas is all about, getting kids involved with music. And as we all know, music, kids make smart people.
Right. I mean, I'm just such a huge supporter of any extracurricular activity because it gives kids something to do. And I think it boosts self-esteem as well. I don't care whether it's athletics or music or painting or what it is. Mm-hmm. Every kid has a gift. And the key is to help that child find their gift.
And that's exactly what the Mama's mission is all about, helping the kids find that gift, help them, you know, find what they want to do in life through music. Mm-hmm. And it could not be better. So you can check out, you can vote for the Max Inc. Radio for the best local music station, and also make a donation to the Mamas at themamas.org.
About a minute and a half left here. Jimmy K from Max Inc. Radio. Again, can hear him and Rocker and Terry Barr every Saturday from 6 until midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network based here in WMDX in Madison, 92.7. Who's on the show this week or any other final thoughts, Jimmy K?
I don't have that information.
Sorry, I asked a bad question.
That's okay. That's okay. I wish I could tell you, but if you just follow us on Facebook,
sure.
Usually on Thursday or Friday, we'll make a post of who's on the show. Importantly, you know, we know a lot of bands here in Madison, but our new markets like La Crosse, Eau Claire, up in Hayward, Green mm-hmm. Bay, send us your music.
Sure.
We want to play your local music on the show. You can send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com.
Max Inc. Radio, great program, great co-host, Jimmy K. We appreciate you being here, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure. Stay with us now. We'll come back and wrap things up for a Tuesday, the 20th of June, 2023. Glad you're along with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. Coming up at 3 o'clock, our news across the nation and across the state with CBS, ABC, or the AP News, depending upon which station you're listening to us at across the state of Wisconsin. Also, a Civic Media News update, weather as well. And then coming up after the news, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. You're not going to want to miss it. A great program. I'm confident Matt will touch on the breaking news of the day from this morning. Hunter Biden agreeing to a plea deal. Of course, Matt, an attorney, knows the law, knows how to break these things down. If you have questions, he'll take all callers, by the way. Always takes calls, always lets people have their say, and gives you a direct response. Matt Flynn Direct, coming up at the top of the hour after the news. Do not miss it. Then at 4 o'clock, the devil's advocate. As our colleague and friend, Jimmy K, just mentioned, Dom and Crudy are nominated for a Best of Madison Award. Would appreciate your vote. Also, our colleague Kristen Bride down in Milwaukee, a Best of Milwaukee Award nominated as well. Very proud of the Civic Media team. Remember, it's never personal, only politics. At 4 o'clock, the Devil's Advocates. And then at 6 o'clock, great new program, Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show, also an attorney. Can answer your questions with authority from the legal front. Then, of course, at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America and a tape-delayed version at 10 of Native Roots Radio. Robert Pilot, great guy. Said this before, got to meet him a couple weeks ago. Really interesting guy, smart guy, and funny.
And a fabulous show. I mean, you don't hear stuff like that. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And also has a great sense of humor. I appreciate it about people that can have a great sense of humor. Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio later on at 10 o'clock. Great line of programming lined up for each and every one of you. Before we go, I want to give you this information just to kind of mull on a little bit. Maybe we'll pick this up more tomorrow. Talked earlier in the show about what's going on in terms of Republicans in this state cutting funding for K-12 education. I mean, technically, yes, they're putting money into it, but it leaves a huge gap in what's needed, okay? But talk today about cutting the University of Wisconsin system budget. Republicans in the legislature have a bill right now pending, which would reconfigure the funding for our tech college system across the state. Will basically leave them vulnerable in the future to what's going on at the UW system right now. Don't be fooled. This is an attempt to start cutting money to the technical college system of this state by Republicans. And I threw this out there because, I mean, Matt Flynn, he says this. I get a kick out of it because Matt Flynn's also a funny guy. But he's very sincere about this. Fascism creeps in a little cat's feet. What does he mean by that? It means that most often it doesn't come in with tanks and missiles all in one day. It happens slowly over time. And before people realize what's going on, it's too late. That's what it means. Which means we have to be eternally vigilant against these things. From the Associated Press yesterday, headline, confidence in science fell in 2022 while political divides persisted, according to a new poll. Confidence in the scientific community declined amongst U.S. adults in 2022, a major survey shows, driven by a partisan divide in views of both science and medicine that emerged during the COVID-19 pandemic. Overall, 39% of U.S. adults said they had a great deal of confidence in the scientific community. That's down from 48% in 2018 and 2021. So almost 10% decline. That's according to a general social survey, a long-running poll conducted by NORC, NORC, at the University of Chicago that has monitored Americans' opinions on topics since 1972. Poll also found that 48% of adults in the latest survey reported, quote, only some, unquote, confidence, while 13% reported hardly any confidence in science. The survey showed slow confidence amongst levels of Republicans as partisan gaps that emerged during the pandemic era have stuck around. Surveys between 2018 and 2019, as the pandemic took hold, the major party's trust level headed in opposite directions. Democrats reported a growing confidence in science, while Republicans saw that start to plummet. This is the point. And I don't take pleasure in saying this. I don't say it lightly. I say this as someone who was Republican for 30 years, who went to all the state conventions, who sat in the rooms, and someone who left the party in 2011 after sitting in a room and seeing an assault on voting rights. I was in the room when my former boss would bring up any, it doesn't matter what it was. He'd say, oh, I was talking to so-and-so from University of Wisconsin blank. And not all, but many of his colleagues would attack him. It didn't matter what the fact was. Simply that it came from someone from the University of Wisconsin, they thought it was immediately propaganda and false. The fact now that the Republican Party is pushing an anti-science agenda. Again, this isn't opinion. These are facts. If you mix baking soda and vinegar, it's going to explode. You can't debate that. And if you look at what the Republican Party is doing right now, these assaults on education, K-12, these assaults on the UW system, saying that kids are being brainwashed, basically. Assaults on diversity. Now we see today this new bill assaulting the funding for Wisconsin's technical colleges, pushing an anti-science agenda. I just want people to understand, particularly in places in the state that I'm from, in rural Wisconsin, where there's a lot of great folks. Don't be fooled by the leadership of the Republican Party. Take it from someone who was there for 30 years. Not everything the Republican Party puts forth is terrible. There are still a handful of people that are decent there, and the leadership, legislators. But think for yourself. As someone who was there, and who left, I'm telling you, the leadership of the state Republican Party has an assault on the very communities in which we live and work. Food for thought as we leave you on a Tuesday. Great show today. Appreciate our engineer and producer, Evan Preston. As always, my friend, appreciate you. Also, appreciate our guest today, Luke Mathers, Jimmy Kay, and of course, most of all of you for listening. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you as always. Stay tuned now. Our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back here with a fresh show tomorrow. Trygve Olson of the Lincoln Project, former Republican himself. He'll be here to help us sort out all this and answer your questions. Until then, make it a great day in Wisconsin. And remember, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging your drum. Keep banging on, banging.